The president later today making a major address on the high price environment we find ourselves in the energy realm these days. Bottom line, people are paying a heck of a lot more at the pump than they have been over the last 8-10 years here, and it's hurting. Is there anything we can do? Let's just start there. I mean, is there something that the president could announce today or will announce that will make a difference in what people are paying at the pump?
Well, make a difference how quickly? Will it make a difference in a matter of weeks? No. But it will make a significant difference over time. You know, the president proposed this energy policies, and he's going to roll out some new policies this afternoon. And had the Congress acted and put them in place 4 years ago, we'd be a lot better off today. The problems that we have today are fundamentally a long time in the making. And so it's going to take some time for the solutions to work, but they will work. In fact, as I was waiting to come on the call, I was listening to your commodity report, and the price of corn and the price of soybeans are down. And one of the things the president will talk about today, and something he's been a strong advocate for all along, is making greater use of technology that allows us to produce ethanol and biodiesel at a rate that's more affordable for consumers. And there's tremendous opportunity in the transportation fuel business for ethanol and biodiesel. And the president's going to talk about that today and talk about what an important role that can play with our future energy security.
Are we not effectively using technology in the way of energy development in the ways we could be now? And notice a lot of what the president is going to talk to today is directly related to technology and energy. I mean, are we sort of not going there right now?
Well, we could do a lot more. The president is a great believer in technology and the ability of technology to solve our problems. And he's going to talk about that today. But let me give you a few examples. We could do much more on clean coal technology. I mean, we have a lot of technology that's under development that we need to get into the marketplace that, for example, would be very helpful in utilizing the lignite coal resources in your state and other resources around the country so that we can burn coal cleanly. That's a technology opportunity. We can do more on nuclear power. We've had great technical strides. We can build now much safer, much better, much cheaper nuclear power plants, and we need to do that. From a fuel standpoint, we now have technology that allows much better clean diesel engines that get much higher fuel efficiency, almost 50% more than a similar gasoline engine. We have technology on hybrid cars, which you've seen in the press a lot. The president's going to talk about his proposals for tax credits for hybrids and clean diesels to kind of get that technology into the marketplace. So he'll talk about a lot of other things, but technology and ability for that to solve our energy problems will be the theme of his speech today.
And by the way, you know, you mentioned coal, you mentioned ethanol, two huge impacts for us in the Midwest here, North and South Dakota and Minnesota. So very much looking forward to what the president has to say today. Let's talk about refinery capacity. When's the last refinery built in the United States?
We haven't had a new refinery built, so in a new greenfield site, in over 30 years. But we have had substantial expansion of existing sites. I mean, our total refining capacity in the United States today is much higher than it was 30 years ago, even though a number of small independent refineries have closed down.
Because I know
but still, the demand for gasoline is growing much greater than our ability to produce it here in the United States.
The Saudis were here this week, and basically, if I understand their argument correctly, look, yeah, we can produce more, but you guys don't have the refining capacity. Are they right?
Well, the price that you pay at the pump for gasoline is more than anything a function of the price of crude. And so with crude at $55, gasoline prices are what they are. And if we can get stability back into the world oil market and have prices ease back down to historical levels, that's the most important thing that can happen as far as bringing the price down at the pump.
One of the things that seems to be getting a little attention in advance of the president's speech is one of the things that has been laid out in the discussion points laid out for reporters, this idea of using retired Air Force bases as sites for refineries. Explain that proposal and do we have any specific sites in mind, or how many are we talking? Explain that proposal do we have any specific sites in mind, or how many are we talking?
Well, in the past, through the base closure rounds, over 97 sites have been made available for redevelopment over the last 10 or 12 years. And the government is going through another round of base closures this year. And so there will be another round of bases coming open. In a lot of cases, these military bases are what are called brownfield sites. And so, you know, they have some history of industrial use, which make them appropriate for redevelopment and refining. In some cases, these sites are connected to the necessary fuel infrastructure, pipelines, transmission lines, and other things which make them attractive. And the third thing is, a lot of the communities that may be losing a military base will have a great interest in redevelopment possibilities and possibilities to bring good, high-paying jobs into their communities. So we think there's a lot of wisdom in trying to work through the process to use former military sites for something that the country desperately needs more of, and that's refining capacity.
And so in other words, that's one of the components we're going to hear more from the president, of increasing our refining capability, and that you believe ultimately over the long haul could reduce our dependence on foreign oil and bring prices down?
Well, it's one piece of it. I mean, you know, we need to do everything. We need more production here at home. We need more refining capacity. We need to get more fuel-efficient vehicles out onto the highways, talking about the clean diesel vehicles that will soon be available, and hybrid cars and other things like that. The president has proposed tax credits to help get those into the marketplace. So we need to do all of these things. Refining capacity is a part of it.
I've heard some say, look, if you look at the price of, you know, if you look at the price of gas and compare that to, for instance, inflation, we've had a pretty good run here on the price of gas. Now, tell that to somebody just paid $60 to fill up their SUV. I understand. It's a lot more today. But what about that argument that when you look at inflation over the last 15, 20 years, we've actually fared pretty well on gas prices?
I think there's some merit to it. I mean, understand, prices are higher than they need to be. And the president is very concerned about the effect of high prices on consumers and the effect on the economy. But your point about the price of gasoline over time is fair. And, you know, compared to the last big spike in gasoline was in 1981. I mean, that was the biggest spike of all time. And in today's dollars, that would have been an average price of around $3.20. So even at today's prices, which are about a dollar below that, we haven't hit the same inflation-adjusted spike that we hit back in the early 80s. But still, prices today are too high, and we need to act, and the president has a plan that, if put in place, will have a significant effect on that situation over the next few years.
How much, and I understand a lot of what the president has proposed. He proposed early on as being president, and for political reasons, the United States Senate sat on it, and that energy bill now has passed the House and hopefully will pass the Senate. How much of what he will propose today will also require Congress to act?
A number of things. He's going to make a new proposal that will help get a new nuclear generation built. That's going to require congressional action. The proposal for military sites and for the use of military sites for refining capacity will take could be facilitated by some action by Congress and other things we can simply do administratively. The president's going to call for more certainty in the siting of liquefied natural gas terminals. That's going to require legislative action. And the president's going to call for an expansion of his proposed tax credit for hybrid and clean diesel vehicles. That requires legislative action. So the key components of the new proposals the president's going to lay out today will require action by the Congress.
Are the votes in the Senate there to pass this latest round of the energy bill?
We believe they are.
Right.
We thought the votes were there 2 years ago, and they should have been, and for reasons that you're familiar with, as I am, it didn't happen. But the reasons are even greater for action this year. And we think the votes will be there.
Well, we're fascinated by what the president will unveil today. Thanks for giving us a snapshot of that, Clay. Appreciate it very much, and certainly appreciate the president's commitment to dealing with the high price environment we find ourselves in energy, because I think all of us are concerned about what that is doing to economic growth in the country, and it's a concern. So appreciate your information on this and the president's leadership. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott. Hope to talk to you again.
You bet. Look forward to learning more about the proposals that comes out. Thanks a bunch.
Bye.
The Deputy Energy Secretary of the United States, Clay Sell, our guest on Hot Talk.